The group Progress Florida today launched a statewide petition campaign urging Governor Charlie Crist to prevent what they claim are efforts designed to confuse and disenfranchise voters this election. Those include reports of possible voter caging and the new No Match, No Vote law. Mark Ferrillo is with the group Progress Florida.
Petition is asking the governor, as head of the Republican Party of Florida and as head of the state of Florida, to take all necessary actions to stop any dirty tricks, to stop any efforts to confuse voters and disenfranchise voters this election. And people can sign the petition at www.progressflorida.org.
Ferrillo specifically wants Chris to speak out on mailings that were sent to registered Democrats in several Florida counties, including Hillsborough, which informs them that they are actually registered Republicans and provides a fake registration number. Duval County Supervisor of Elections Jerry Holland, a Republican, called that mail fraud and said it was confusing to voters. Again, Mark Ferrillo.
It was a fundraising appeal, is what the Republicans are claiming it was, but we believe it was an effort to confuse voters, which, you know, in a state like Florida, where we're so sensitive to efforts by the Republican Party in particular to election shenanigans, we saw this as a real problem.
Progress Florida is also calling on Governor Crist to suspend the No Match, No Vote law until after this election cycle. As previously reported by WMNF, the law, which went into effect on September 8th, has been criticized by other voting rights groups. They worry that new voters whose registration information does not match up with the state's Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Department or with the Social Security Administration in Washington will be disenfranchised. Again, Progress Energy's Mark Ferrillo.
We believe that adding at the 11th hour a new voter registration law that's never been used for an election of this magnitude, where we're looking at record-breaking turnout, is just a huge mistake. And we believe this law is politically motivated. This was a law pushed through by the Republican legislature, and it's being enforced now by the governor's office. And it's clear that it will disproportionately impact minority voters and registered Democrats, since the law is being implemented at a time when the registration of those two demographics is really surging in this state.
Florida's No Match, No Vote law was also criticized today by Estelle Rogers, an attorney with the group Project Vote.
There are documented cases of legions of misentered data on these state databases, and the Social Security database actually is famous for it. So that's also an unreliable way of comparing data, and it is operating to cancel people's registration, often without ever even notifying them that they're not making it onto the registration rolls. So they will go on November 4th expecting to be a perfectly registered, legitimate voter, and will be surprised by the fact that the state database does not have them on it.
Earlier this week, the Washington, D.C.-based group The Advancement Project issued a report on the problems with voting by provisional ballot. The report said that 20% of those who voted that way in Hillsborough County in November of 2006 had their vote ultimately rejected. Florida is one of 30 states who will only allow you to vote by provisional ballot if you vote in your correct precinct. Again, Project Vote's Estelle Rogers.
If you show up at a precinct, and it may be a precinct where you used to vote and it's been changed, but for whatever reason you're not at the precinct where they have you on the list, you are offered a provisional ballot, but you should also be offered directions to the correct precinct.
Florida's Secretary of State's office is being inundated with new registrations with less than 2 weeks before the deadline. So many, in fact, that the state's Division of Elections sent out a memo yesterday requesting help from local supervisors of elections to help in preparing those registrations. That doesn't augur well in the light of No Match, No Vote, says Brian Meller, an attorney with Project Vote.
And I've just been reading that a number of counties are way behind in processing applications. I heard Hillsborough's behind 9,000. So they are going to be more likely to be doing keystroke errors, which will lead more people to be off the rolls. Caused by election official errors.
Sterling Ivey is a spokesperson for Governor Charlie Crist. WMNF asked him about Progress Florida's request.
Mitch, I haven't seen the specific petition that Progress Florida is circulating, but you know, the governor's taking a lot of steps over the last 18 months to make sure we have an elections process in Florida that doesn't disenfranchise voters or segregate voters from having the opportunity to cast a ballot. The governor has moved this state into every supervisor of election using a voting system that has a verified paper trail, optical scan systems that allow voters to cast their ballots. And the governor believes that's important to ensure up the integrity of our elections process.